Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Leanna. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Leanna. I was calling about the recent subscription order I got, and I was kind of curious why it was a different price this time.
Okay. Can I have your last name?
My last name's Beaker. It's spelled BEKER.
BEEKER.
Yes.
Okay, and the zip code?
40511.
Okay, can you verify the address on the account?
It's 471 Estrella Drive in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay. Okay, and what was the issue with your account or the question you had about your account?
So normally, with subscription, like, they send me two ships or whatever and the magazines, and this time they sent me the, I guess there's a binder that goes with it too, but then they threw a $10 charge on something that shouldn't have been charged.
Okay.
Because normally it's 45 for the two with shipping, and this time it's 55.
Okay, I don't see a $10 charge for anything.
Yeah, I got the invoice here, and there's a $19.95 charge for, it has it listed with the magazine, and then it's got the item that goes with that magazine for zero, and then it's got another $19.95 charge for the magazine, and then it says the binder for zero, and then it has the item that's supposed to go with the magazine as $9.99, when that should also be zero.
Yes, sir. I don't see a $19.95 charge or a $10 charge. And you got this? Is the statement from your bank?
No, I just got charged for it. Like, I just got my subscription service. I just got the order today, and it came to the invoice with everything on it. So the total is $54.79.
Okay, I don't see that. I do apologize. I just see 45. I see 45.95.
It was from March 8th when it was charged. That's when the printout shows on here, at least.
Okay, I don't see that. I just see for February the 16th, 2022, it was charged $45.95.
So you don't show the recent ones? I think I've had two since then.
I see the one for February the 16th, 2022, and it was charged for
$45.95. Mhm. I got an order number if you want to look it up that way. Well, it's got my customer. It's got the same number. Sorry, customer number and order number are the same.
Okay. What is the customer number?
5-0-0-0-1.
Okay, I'm looking up the information now.
Okay.
Okay, I do see something that was charged on the 9th of March, and it was charged for $54.79.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. So, yes, I do see that. Did you have a question about it?
Well, there shouldn't be a charge for the fighter because the fighter was with the magazine with it. Each model is supposed to be 1995 with his magazine, and they charged me for the magazine.
Because the magazine comes with the issue. I think that's on mostly all of them. It comes with the issue.
Yeah, if you look at the one, it's the one ship comes with its counterpart magazine, and they put the magazine with the price there. They separated the other one and charged $9.99 for the piece when it shouldn't be a charge.
Yeah.
And the binder's part of the subscription that comes with it, so that's not a charge either.
Right.
Now, this is some kind of special thing. I don't think it is. It's the same size as the other, so.
No, I don't think. No, I just know that with most of the subscriptions that Eagle Moss offers, the magazine, they'll include the magazine. Like, if you are being sent issues, for example, 51 through 54, they'll send you the magazine for issues 51 through 54.
Yeah, with these model collections, they come with the magazine and the model. Each one comes as a set for $19.95 a piece.
Okay, and you're not understanding where the $54.79 comes from, right?
No, I don't understand where the $9.99 charge comes from that's on the invoice.
Okay.
Because it's $19.95 per issue, and I get two at a time, and then it's $5 for shipping and handling. And then they threw another $9.99 for something that shouldn't be charged $9.99.
Okay, I wouldn't know what that is because I'm not seeing anything that's telling me that you were charged $9.99. I just see $54.79. But I do apologize for that.
You don't see the invoice for the that shows you the breakdown?
I'm looking at it right now and I just see $54.79. I don't see $9.99.
You're just repeating the total. I'm talking about like the itemized receipt. Like I have the itemized receipt sitting right in front of me. I'm staring at it. It tells me what that is.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you, I can only see what's provided on your account information. So what's popping up and that's being shown to me is $54.79. I can't see what you're seeing. I see what's like being pulled up on your account when I go to verify or look through your account.
Okay, so you're just looking at your computer and just see a charge.
Yes, I'm looking through the computer and I look on my ledger to see what's been charged and what's been shipped out or shipped to the warehouse, and it's showing me that this charge is $54.79. I do not see $9.99 anywhere on your ledger.
Okay, I still don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. The total for the entire order was $54.79.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an extra. It shouldn't be. I'm not saying there's a separate charge of $9.99. I'm saying they charge me $9.99 extra. It should only be $45 or $44.98. Like my other transactions I've had, they're charging me $10 more.
Okay.
I don't know why they're charging something extra.
I wouldn't know that either, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you. I can only see what's provided on the account.
Okay, so who can tell me this?
I can transfer you to someone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, can I place you on a hold?
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and you have a great day, and I hope you get
You too.
everything resolved.
All right, thank you.